Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the 19th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS's Stay Gold music video, TXT's Eternally music video, and more. We also interviewed members from Army magazine. Let's get it.
Welcome to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. It's time to announce the winners of the two BTS Japanese Face Yourself albums and the BTS Jigsaw Puzzle. The two winners for BTS's Face Yourself albums are Eileen and Amy Seven. Yay!
And the premium winner for BTS's Jigsaw Puzzle is Kelly Harvey. Yay! Congratulations to all of our winners. For the winners, please email us at interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com. Again, that's interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the items you won in the subject line. For example, BTS's Face Yourself winner or BTS's Jigsaw Puzzle winner.
Thank you once again for participating in this giveaway. We're slowly working our way for a huge prize once we hit 5,000 followers. Yes. So share our podcast with your friends, family, pets, neighbors. But of course, we have another giveaway.
Oh my gosh, another giveaway.
I know, right? Our listeners are like, another one.
Yes. It's like, we're giving away stuff every week, you guys, like literally. So, you know, stay tuned. But for our followers, we're actually giving away TXT's Eternity album to two lucky people. In order to enter, please follow Interlude Army on the Himalaya app. Screenshot the follow and write the word Eternity on the screenshot. Then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the subject line saying TXT Eternity Giveaway. And make sure to listen to our next episode to hear if you are a winner. And for this week's Army term, Brenda will be explaining OT7.
The word OT7 means one true seven. OT7 is used to describe all seven members of BTS. An OT7 stan is someone whose bias is all seven members, meaning they love and support them all equally.
Thank you so much, Brenda, for explaining OT7. And we can't wait to hear the other Army terms our premium members will explain next. So Jose, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
I'm okay.
Why did I sound like that?
Why did you sound so sad, Jose?
I listened, like, I said it, and then I was like, why? My brain was like, why did you answer? No, I'm really okay, okay. In a good way.
Oh, okay, just make me sure, you know, like, kind of concerned. I'm just kidding.
No. Oh, thank you. No, but yeah, it's been good. You know, just with the Stay Gold MV, we got more content, mm-hmm. TXT, everything. So just keeping busy with that in school.
That's right.
And just, you know, trying to keep up with that at the same time. I got to visit my parents and like have a little dinner with them just last night, actually. And yeah, it was just not like fancy dinner or anything, just a quick dinner, just saying, because we like to visit them at least once a week.
Yeah.
And it's easier for us to go on a weekend because we're not as busy. How about you, Rosa? How you been?
I've been pretty good. Well, at least I feel like I have to. It's kind of weird though. We're at this point where like time is flying by so quick. It's literally going to be 4th of July mm-hmm. next week. And I guess we have more time to spend yeah. with our loved ones during these times. So, yeah. mm-hmm. I mean, we've just been with our Vegas family, because our family all lives in Alaska. So me and my boyfriend visits basically our best friend's family is our family now at this point. So yeah, so that's who we usually visit over the weekend. I'm so glad that we got a lot of content this week. Although I don't think we got a YouTube stream though this week, huh, Jose?
Yeah, that which is different because we yeah. usually have at least one. We're at least covering one YouTube stream, and I don't think there was this past week.
I'm thinking, is it because they dropped the Stay Gold music video? I'm trying to remember if they stopped the stream before because they dropped the music video. So, I mean, we at least got J-Hope. That could be, yeah. We at least got J-Hope's V-Live, though.
Oh, that's true. That's mm-hmm. true. We got at least one live stream.
Yes.
So this one, J-Hope had another solo live stream, but this one was on V-Live, like Roseanne said, and he actually made the purple bracelet for yes. ARMY, because I don't know if you guys remember we covered, or if you saw, he made bracelets for the other members, and he said he was also going to do one for ARMY, and so this V-Live, he was able to do it mm-hmm. for ARMY, and he actually included the words ARMY and a flower design in the bracelet.
Yeah,
were you cute. Able to see the bracelet? Even by the way, if you guys haven't even seen the bracelet, you might have bumped into it on Twitter, because I see a lot of users with the little bracelet like on their yeah. icon. I don't know how they were able to do that, but it looks cute.
Yeah, that is so cute. Yeah, I've been seeing a lot of screenshots on my timeline. That's because I'm on Twitter. I'm interested mm-hmm. to know if like IG or Facebook armies have seen this as well, but yeah, oh, yeah, it's really cute. I wish they could like multi-duplicate. Is that even a word? Duplicate.
What?
Multi-duplicate. I'm coming up with my own words, sorry.
Multi-duplicate.
Okay. Yeah, like multiply and duplicate. Okay, I'm gonna stop. Like make another, like duplicate it so we could like, you know, have our own bracelets that look similar to that. That'd be really cool,
actually. Oh, you mean like physically?
Yeah, physically, and we can buy it or okay, something. Okay,
gotcha.
Big hit, that's an idea. I know, like, we're gonna just buy it. I know it.
Oh, already. That one, Roseanne, I feel like it's gonna be like the tweet ain't even gonna be on sale. It's gonna be sold out.
Yeah.
People are gonna be like, wait, where was the sale tweet? Like, we didn't even get to put that ARMY sold it out as soon as we like exactly. updated it.
That'd be so cool if they made more versions of like J-Hope's bracelets. That'd be really cool.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I know it's been a while since me and Jose like sat down to talk about theories. I don't mm-hmm. know if we're ready to do this, Jose. This theory discussion thing. They dropped the Stay Gold music video, so we could finally take off our clown mask.
That's so true.
So, first of all, I want to like hear your thoughts about the music video, Jose.
Ooh, it's beautiful. It really is. And like, I really like the colors in it, even though for a while it's pretty dark. Well, I guess I meant to say like the range in colors, I guess. But I didn't really get to break down the amount of like time that it was dark versus bright. Like, especially because at the beginning it starts off with each member's by themselves in like their own setting or location, and each of them is in like a dark scene, you know, there's literally no lighting, if at all. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like true. Dark, and then they have like, I guess they break it up with a little bit of brightness here and there, but it's not until the very end and the culmination of the video that we get the colors and the brightness and that feeling of happiness, you know. Mm-hmm. So I really like that range that they were able to tell the story. I did find it interesting that like, even though it's not exactly the same scenes per se, it did kind of reflect like we are Bulletproof the Eternal for me. And I think for some armies as well. I think I was reading that because we both reacted to it, by the way, guys, on our channels. We have our reactions up. And some of the comments for mine were in my channel, in my video. They were saying that they kind of got that feeling too of like, it was almost like a reflection of We Are Bulletproof the Eternal, or at least the same vibe.
That makes sense for sure.
Because it's not like a direct reflection of it, an exact match, you know? But I guess the feeling of like overcoming and how they are now.
True.
That's the feeling that I got too. What about you? What are your thoughts?
Let me add on to that actually before I forget, because I always like lose my train of thought. But the fact that you say that it's similar, it may not be like copying the exact scenes, but you know how in the beginning of We Are Bulletproof Eternal, all of them are by themselves in like a pretty dark scene. It's in their settings, but they're like all by themselves.
Right.
And then instead of like the purple glowy armies guiding them, it's like the gold dust this time. And then at the end, the ending scene does for sure look like We Are Bulletproof Eternal, you know what I mean, with the tree and the flowers everywhere. So I see what you mean there.
But other than thoughts, in general thoughts, of course we had listened to the song and we talked about the song on our previous episodes. Do you have a main theory or theories, plural?
There's a good amount, actually. Well, not really. Like, it's not like a full-on, like, oh my god, I understand everything. Because I'm still kind of confused. But a lot of the scenes reminded me of Fake Love, low-key.
Oh.
Like, I don't know if you got that same feeling as well. Like, the hallway Jungkook was running through.
Definitely.
That room that V was in also, like, reminded me of the room that Suga was in in Fake Love. And it's kind of funny because there's so many, like, scenes in a music video where Suga is singing while he's sitting down on the chair. Like, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, he was sitting on a chair. Fake Love, he was also sitting on a chair. So, I don't know if that all has a connection. When J-Hope was in the kitchen and it showed the doorknob and how the gold went through the doorknob, it also reminds me of Fake Love. You know how he locked himself
In that room,
and it showed that scene of like Jungkook looking through the keyhole, which is kind of creepy. I felt like there was just a lot of references, but we just don't know where to put this music video as far as like theory wise.
Oh my god, I feel so much better you saying that, Rosanna. I literally, because we had talked about this, guys, before, like, we're gonna talk about theories, and I'm like, oh my god, I don't have like a solid theory. But you saying this now that it's like references, okay, that's where my theory lies. They grabbed connections from other videos, but I'm not able to like say that Stay Gold, at least personally, I'm not saying that like for everybody, but personally, I'm like, Stay Gold has a lot of connections and references, like Roseanne said, but I can't pinpoint that like, okay, this says something else about the Bangtan universe. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I totally know what you
mean. I don't know if I'm making sense.
I totally understand what you're saying, because I feel the same as well. I'm like,
yeah, because I was able to do that too. Like, Fake, I commented on my video saying like, it's almost like Spring Day and Fake Love had a baby, and it's the Stay Gold music video.
In the music video, the transitions between like the dark and the happy, it is like a Spring Day, Definitely. Fake Love type of vibe.
And like, I totally got where Tae is also like kind of similar to where Suga is in Fake Love, and it also is important to point out that he has the lighter, like fire, and if we remember, you know, the fire the Fake Love music video is also from that from Suga's scene. Jimin, a lot of people were saying that he was on a train because it's connection to Spring Day. I thought it was a bus, and it took me to No More Dream. That's what it took me to.
Yeah, it felt like Jimin was in a bus. It looked more like a bus, because I've been on the trains in Korea, and trains do not look like that. So another thing I wanted to point out was the whole like apocalyptic looking scene. That one was kind of weird to me. You know how when Jungkook looked out, it was like a dusty looking place. Even when Jimin was in the bus when he was looking out.
Yeah.
Do you have any theories to what this whole apocalyptic scene is connected to?
Well, I the only thing I have is that like, when they're by themselves, it looks that way. That's how they felt when they were by themselves. And once they come together, they discover this, I guess. I've referenced it as Wonderland, even though I don't think that's what it's called. I don't know if maybe we'll get a behind-the-scenes video where big hit and BTS Clear It Up, but what this location they call, you know, that's colorful. But I've referenced it to Wonderland, saying that it's like they reached Wonderland for some reason. But I feel like it's just reflecting that while they're by themselves, it's dark, it's isolated, it's empty, it looks, I guess, quote unquote dead. Like, not that anybody's dead, it's just like the setting, you know, there's no life, you know. And so once they come together, it's like, yeah, we're like, it feels better now. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's how it was in We Are Bulletproof Eternal as well. You know how they were all separated, and then when they were brought together, like, mm-hmm. colors were brought into their world as well.
So yeah. On the whale.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. Maybe that's what they were trying to interpret with the whole, like, apocalyptic looking rundown stuff.
Now I got a question, because mm-hmm. we're going in maybe specific wise. Now, when you saw Jin on the mattress, did you connect that to awake or not?
True. And I think it was also Jungkook was on a mattress during Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but the Japanese version. But because it was Jin, immediately I thought of the Awake music videos. Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm sure you felt that way too when you saw it, right? You're like, oh my God.
Yeah, like when I saw it, I was like, oh my God, the mattress, Awake. But then I was like, well, in Awake, he was on a bed, not a
floating mattress in, like, dirty, like, water. I think I did want to mention something that was kind of like, you know how Big Hit likes to throw in stuff, and how this music video in particular references things. But remember that scene where Jin was, like, reading a book?
Oh, yeah.
There was, like, confetti everywhere. But in this particular scene, it was only one confetti falling, but then it was the shape of a butterfly. I don't know if you caught that.
I did not. You just blew my mind. I did not catch that.
So, I mean, I feel like it was on purpose, because all the confetti that we saw earlier, previous to that, are just, mm-hmm. you know, like, the regular strips. This one was like a shape of a butterfly. And we know how butterfly ties into, like, their whole BU Bangtan universe story.
Oh, yeah, the butterfly effect.
Yes.
And also they have a song called Butterfly.
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. You know, for those fun facts, for those who didn't know, the song Butterfly was actually what triggered me to believe time travel was involved before they even, like, you know, came out about it. Because the mm-hmm. song itself, if you listen to it, when it starts and then when it ends, you hear the song rewinding, going back to the beginning. Right. And then it mentions, like, the butterfly effect in the lyrics. But yeah, fun fact. Oh, I did want to mention, though, because this will link into the next topic that we're going into. So, you know mm-hmm. how the We Are Bulletproof Eternal, and also, like, the ending of this music video, Stay Gold, has, you know, the magical flowery-looking thing with the tree. There is always that mm-hmm, tree. Mm-hmm. And so GFriend also has that. Same, like, tree, water, and also TXT has it in their storyline mm-hmm. as well. You know how there's a theory going around that, of course, all of them are in the same universe, but not necessarily, like, they're gonna be in each other's storyline.
Right.
Think of Marvel. You know, like, right now, like, the X-Men and the Avengers are actually in the same universe, but, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. they're not always, like, they have their own thing going on, basically. But there are elements right. that are very similar, such as, you know, the cat with the blue and green eyes, or the tree, mm-hmm. or the ability to time travel, because
right.
all of them have the ability mm-hmm. to time travel. So this leads up to TXT's new music video called Eternally. Did you have the chance to watch it, Jose?
Yes. And trust me, like, when I say that, I just, like, clicked on it to watch it, not knowing how long it was going to be. First off, that's the first thing that surprised me. And I also, what surprised me is that it is the music video with it being 19 minutes long. Yeah. I always thought when it came to longer videos, it would be titled differently. You know how, like, Big Hit does, like, epilogue or prologue, you know, and it's like, I feel like they would have done that. Mm-hmm. But no, it's literally Eternally official MV. Like, this is the music video, even if it's 19 minutes right. long. I did get to watch it, and girl, I am confusion. I am not so in the TXT universe, mm-hmm. but yeah, like, I was like, oh my God, this is a lot to take in. I do have one theory, but I mean, it's not covering everything. So that's why I can't say that, like, I know everything, but I do have one theory. Ooh. And maybe you might have the same, because we be smart.
Let me hear it. I'm interested to know what your theory is.
Okay, so basically the little boy that we see that Subin encounters, that little boy is Hyunin Kai, mm-hmm. because they make a point to catch that he wears his shoes the same way. Mm-hmm. And we all know about like time travel too. It kind of like ties in with TXT. So I feel like he went back in time trying to save Hyuninkai because I believe Hyuninkai is dead in this storyline. It's weird. I don't know if he's dead or I don't know. Or maybe he's thinking he's going to be or something like that. Because Subin, we see at the end of the music video, like Hyuninkai, when it's him by himself in his segment or story,
yeah,
he is up in heaven.
Ah.
And the other guys are across from him and he's by himself. So I feel like he's dead. But then I'm like, no, wait, but Yeonjun is the one that was bleeding.
Yeah.
So, but the main one was like, okay, I'm thinking, sure, in the sense of like, I'm 99% sure of like, that's the one theory that I'm willing to stick by. I just don't know if it's true. Uh-huh. And I think all the guys are trying to save him as well. But when we had suddenly TXT on here in like 2 or 3 episodes ago for our podcast, I may be wrong on that, so don't quote me on it, Army, but we had suddenly TXT, who also is a TXT theorist. She let us know that like this time around, she also believes that Subin is like a protagonist in this era, along with Yeonjun, I believe. And so it was a lot focused on them. Like Yeonjun, I mean, that was very, very striking when he's like bleeding. I mean, I don't even know if he's bleeding out purple. Do you think he was bleeding?
Oh, yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. The purple represented blood, for sure.
Okay, yeah. So I was like, I don't want to like write ahead and say like, oh, he's dead and he's bleeding out. But I'm like, that's what I immediately thought. I was like, oh, my God. So then that's what got me confused because I was like, wait, so, I mean, but he's not Hyuninkai. And I'm over here thinking Hyuninkai is the dead one because he's in up in heaven. And I believe one of the quotes on the mirror said like, don't go up the stairs.
For sure.
And Hyuninkai does go up the stairs, so it's kind of like a sense of like telling the viewer like that he's not supposed to do that because that means he is dead, like he is gone. So I don't know. I'm sorry guys if I confused y'all. I'm sorry.
I get it.
I'm a mess.
And then see, don't worry about thinking, oh, is this member dead, is this member not dead, because I remember when it came to like the BTS universe, we were also not sure, but in the end we found out literally most of them did die, you know what I mean? And then of course travel back in time and try to save them, so it could be more than one member that does end up, you know, dead. So that's a pretty good theory, because I am also confused about like the whole concept of Hyuninkai in the sky. It doesn't look like heaven. With Yeonjun scene, it might also be foreshadowing the future, like he sees his future. And you know how like the scene when it began, it showed like the 5 members standing on like the rubbles, which I have like a whole theory about that. It's kind of crazy. Actually, if I did have to put a theory out on this podcast, it might actually be this particular theory. I am going to make a whole video about it, you guys. It might take me a couple more days, but it might be out by the time this podcast is out. But this particular scene that I want to talk about is when Yeonjun comes out, it looks like it's a stadium, right? Right, it's a stadium. It looks like there was a concert because you see like rubbles of like a stereo and pillars that hold stages together. Interestingly enough, if you look back at their Magic Island music video, when they were in the train and they were kind of like, I guess, being transported or traveling to their Magic Island, and scenes were flashing, you actually see a scene of a stadium collapsing.
Oh.
Yeah, that was kind of, it was creepy when I saw. So the stadium, maybe, I don't know, this, I'm just throwing this out there. You know how the boys were like practicing dance practice?
Yeah.
Maybe they are actually trying to be idols, and maybe if they performed at the stadium, like it just collapses on them. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. That's just whatever. But I just wanted to point that out. That was pretty interesting how they did show us a really quick scene of a stadium like collapsing. As far as Yeonjun's character, he's like closely linked to this cat, because we've seen this cat with the blue and green eyes.
That was hella creepy, by the way. It kind of like scared me a little bit.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah, just like out of the darkness, like these two eyes, I'm like, wait a minute, hold on, I wasn't ready.
Now, we've seen the same cat in multiple videos, but also their the nap of the star, where when Yeonjun also faced this cat, the cat, like, we don't know if the cat did this, but there was a slit on his throat that appeared, which also reminds you of the scene when Taehyun saw Yeonjun covered in, like, the purple goo. You could tell that it looks like they were trying to make it look like a slash across his neck. So maybe that's how he dies. I don't know. But it, for sure, it's showing that Yeonjun is dead. He dies somehow. We don't know yet. There's just so much going on. But I did want to note this, of how it might also connect to, like, G-Friend's storyline. So in G-Friend's storyline, they don't have the same cat with the blue and green eyes. But they do have a member. Her name is Yunha. And she has the ability to travel back in time. And although she does not have green and blue eyes, she does have two different eye colors. And people have linked, you know how there was like a ghostly figure that was walking to them? It almost looks like Yunha in her dress. But also, before the things went crazy, when it showed the clock kind of ticking back, and it was between, was it like 9:10? I don't know where the hand was. That's the same hand. If you look back at one of G-Friend's videos, when the clock stops in order to travel back in time, it also stops in the same place before it travels back in time. And in that scene, the person who was narrating talked about traveling back in time. So I don't know if that time plays a significance, or if G-Friend is related to it at all. We don't know. Some people are trying to say that maybe Yunha is the cat. But then why would the cat help Jin in his universe? But then it seems like it's harming the members in TXT. We don't know.
I know. Oh, my God. See, this is what Big Hint.
Right?
You know what? Let me just say, I applaud y'all, because this is genius level. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, this is not something that you just think about overnight. This stuff is planned out. And for it to move different through different artists and be able to, like, execute it in the music videos and its quality. Like, I mean, I've never followed an artist, like, or artists, plural, like this, where it's like, it has you thinking, you know? And it's like,
it really does. It's got genius. You all messed up. So those were our updates for today, you guys. We're going to go ahead and move on to our favorite segment called Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. And again, if you do want to submit your letter or voice recording, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And please don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in our future episodes.
Yeah, so for today, we have one letter, and this is from Kila Prieto. I do apologize if I mispronounce your name, but they say, "Hi, Roseanne and Jose. I wanted to share my ARMY experience with you. It all started with a music video, Black Swan. I'm a new ARMY. I was immediately impressed by their talent and considered myself a casual fan. But then a couple weeks later, COVID got really serious and my company was forced to shut down, and I got laid off. Losing my job and my health insurance pretty soon after getting diagnosed with a chronic autoimmune disease all during a pandemic was really scary. I found myself starting to slip into some anxiety and depression. I couldn't even get myself to watch my favorite shows or listen to my favorite podcasts. But I did have these seven amazing guys I just wanted to learn everything about. So, during quarantine with no job to go, I caught up on everything BTS, watching all the old run episodes, Bon Voyage seasons, docuseries, whatever concert footage I could find online, and trying to understand the storyline. Thank you, Roseanne, for your videos about the Bangtan universe. I wouldn't have understood anything without it. LOL. Every day, they were my source of happiness, energy, and strength. They motivated me to become a better person, work harder on my schoolwork, and even start working out during quarantine.
I swear, my Namjoon photo card will convince me to do my homework, and just thinking about how hard they work in their dance practices make me run farther during workouts. Currently, I am healthy, back at work, and just finished my third online grad school class. I've heard ARMY say, "You don't find BTS, BTS finds you." Now I can truly stand by that. Although I am sad that I missed out on experiencing some iconic eras, they really did find me at the perfect time. They are the reason I got through quarantine and the reason I will continue to better myself and love myself. Thank you both for the amazing podcast and videos. Sadly, none of my friends are into K-pop yet. After quarantine, I will be forcing them to watch music videos with me. When I watch one of your videos or listen to your podcast, it feels like I'm just hanging out with friends who also love talking about BTS, and it makes my day better. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay gold. Ooh, I see that. Ooh. I see you.
She did that.
Wow. Stay gold. Love it. Oh my gosh. No, it's, even if you are a new ARMY, I'm just so thankful that you found BTS when you really needed them the most. And I honestly think that is true. BTS finds you. So, oh my gosh.
And I'm so happy you're back at work. You're healthy now. You're doing much better, and congratulations on finishing your third online grad school
class. Yes, congratulations. And also, thank you so much for supporting us.
Yeah, thank you so much for not just listening to our podcast, but actually watching our videos as well. And we I think I can speak for Roseanne in this, saying that like we do our videos as well, that because we don't really have someone to like enjoy it as much in person, we have ARMYs through our YouTube channel, our podcast, you know, virtually, that we're able to connect. So thank you so much for mentioning that as well.
And update us on your friends. See, let us know if they become ARMY.
Oh, yeah. She says she's going to force them.
Yeah,
you go, girl.
You got this. Are you listening to this episode on Himalaya? If you are, congratulations, because you're already using the best new podcast app out there. Not only does Himalaya have tons of cool features like curated podcast playlists and collections, along with personalized recommendations, but our brand new members-only version of this, Interlude ARMY Plus, is only available on the Himalaya app. When you become a member of Interlude ARMY Plus, you'll get all ad-free, exclusive episodes, giveaways, and more. You'll even get these episodes a day early. And the best part is, Interlude ARMY Plus is available for just $4.99 a month. So download Himalaya and join Interlude ARMY Plus today. Welcome back to Interlude ARMY. Today we have two special guests from ARMY Magazine. Please welcome Shay and Marcy. Go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, everybody. I'm Shay. I am the general manager over at ARMY Magazine, and I am here with one of my right hands, Marcy.
Hey, everybody. I'm Marcy. I am the writing assistant manager. I am a writer, an editor, and a part-time blogger.
Thank you so much for being here. Welcome to our podcast and for taking the time to join us. ARMY Magazine is the first digital magazine about BTS and ARMY. So that leads us to our first question. What inspired you guys to create ARMY Magazine, and what is your goal with ARMY Magazine?
Well, ARMY Magazine was started by our founder, Leslie. She was actually in her kitchen with a friend, and they were trying to figure out a way to support BTS more. And from those conversations, ARMY Magazine was born.
So it was cooked up, literally.
Really?
In the kitchen.
Literally, right?
I love that. So, I mean, what was your guys' goal at that time?
So I think even really early on, the goal was definitely to try to be a trusted source of accurate information. And we have always striven and continue to, our tagline continues to be that we are for ARMY by ARMY. So everyone on staff, we are 100% volunteer. There's no money exchanged or anything like that. But everyone on staff is ARMY. We kind of make you prove it. Like we kind of go check out your socials and just make sure, you know, that you are ARMY, because it matters. Yes. You know, there are certain things as ARMY that, and when you get into the fandom, when I first joined the fandom a couple of years ago, I'm kind of baby army, if you want to think of it that way. It's only been about 2 years for me. Mm. It was a big learning curve. You know, I really had like the whole bias and the stan and the, all of those words that we don't necessarily use to describe our American music market. But we definitely do that, you know, with K-pop. And so I had to get used to all of that kind of stuff. And from that, by the way, we have done a new feature in the magazine called Bring the Slang, BTS. Gotta love that. Yeah, to just try to describe some of those things for other newer ARMY. So it's really important that you are part of the fandom to be on staff so that we can discuss those things and we can really deep dive into some of those things that are just truly ARMY stuff, yes. You know, things that most of us only understand.
Now, you mentioned that you became an ARMY like 2 years ago. So I actually want to know, when did you and Shay become ARMYs and how, actually?
So for me, my daughter was in eighth grade at the time. She's 16 now, but back then she was 13. And she came to me one day and she's like, Mom, I found this new group. And I was like, okay, well, and they have this cool fandom. It's called ARMY. And I was like, lots of people call their fandom ARMY. Like I completely dismissed it, right? Little did I know, y'all. Little did I know. But anyway, she just kept on and on and on. And I got to the point where I was like, okay, if I want to continue having true and genuine conversations with my daughter, I need to figure all of this out. Mm-hmm. We were going to grow apart. You know, I could see it. Plus, like, that age, 13, 14, 15, it's natural for moms and daughters to kind of start to grow apart a little bit. Shay's a mom too, so, you know, she gets that as well. She has girls. Mm-hmm. So I thought if I really want to continue not only the relationship I have currently with my daughter, but continue to build that, I better figure out all this BTS stuff. And so that summer, we were blessed enough that she had gotten a volunteer internship at our zoo. And I would take her to the zoo every morning, go to the gym, and I would just get on content at the gym, right? Like I would YouTube, I would Vlive, I would do all this stuff. And then I'd come home and do even more, of course, because by then I'm like, I can't get enough of these boys, right? Had to figure out my bias, had to get all that stuff figured out. And it was, for me, it was the People Confess Sesh video that really, that's when I started watching and I was like, okay, I can do this. I can figure out these names. I can learn about these boys. I can have genuine conversations again with my daughter. And it has brought us so much closer. And we fangirl all the time. We love to go shopping. And we're like, okay, which member? Okay, what would we wear? You know, so we do all that stuff together. Cute. It's so much fun. And of course, watching your videos, Roseanne, and Jose, your reactions. And she's so jealous that she's stuck downstairs and I'm up here with you all. But anyway, so yeah, that's kind of my story. So I just had my 2 year ARMYversary. Wow. So yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Marcy and me, we have kind of a similar story. Like she mentioned, I have girls. I always like to answer the, how did you find BTS and how did you become ARMY? My answer is kind of different. I found BTS because I liked Steve Aoki. What? And I found BTS after Mic Drop Remix dropped.
Oh my God.
Now, mind you, my youngest daughter had been a fan and I had heard it casually around the house and had, you know, so it wasn't new, but I saw this and I'm like, okay, if Steve Aoki's doing a song with these guys, I need to check this out. And that is when I became interested in BTS. The moment I heard Queen Spring Day is the moment I became ARMY.
Wow. Spring Day brought you in. Wow, that is new. I've actually never heard someone say they found BTS through Steve Aoki. So that's a really cool story.
But I mean, that's interesting to point out because it's like a lot of these collaborations, that's how a lot of new ARMYs come about, you know? The artists that they collaborate with, they have their fans and they are interested in BTS. And it's exciting to learn that, you know, they actually give them a shot. It's not just, oh, you know, okay, cool, it's a feature. But then it's like, you guys researched and were interested and were like, you know what? They're really good.
Yes. Yep.
Absolutely. It didn't take long to fall down the rabbit hole. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Never does.
Now you're here.
I also love how everybody says Queen Spring Day, because we all know.
We all know.
Spring
Day
we is all know.
Exactly.
We just wanted to know if you could talk about, like, what do you cover inside the magazine so that our readers can have a little bit of a sneak peek?
So we always strive to do whatever's kind of current. And so like mm-hmm. when Persona came out, we jumped on that quick and did a Persona issue. So this most recent one that just published this past week, just a couple days ago, is all about Festa, because June, of course, mm-hmm. is Festa month, right? So yeah. We usually do 5 to 7 larger articles. So for this one, we covered several different aspects of Festa, previous Festa, how this year was different with COVID and everything being online, even though right. they fed us very well. Thank you, boys. Yeah. We appreciate the content.
Definitely.
Definitely. So we do about 5 or 7 articles, you know, just covering various aspects of that specific issue. We always do the Bring the Slang. Now we try to do 3 to 5 different fandom words and describe those. We recently just added in how to write those in Hangul too. We hadn't done that before this issue, so that's kind of new. Yeah, so cool. We're trying to do a little bit of that. We always get fan-based messages from various fan bases all around the world. We usually do those via Twitter, and so we'll send out a link, and the fan bases can, you know, click on that, fill out a Google form usually, and send those in. So we include those. We also include just fan messages. So even if you are just a solo fan and you just want to give a message to BTS from just yourself, as opposed to a complete fan base, you know, US BTS Army or mm-hmm. whatever, then you can do that as a solo person. So we always include those. We love fan art. And we really try to spotlight that. Every issue we include 2 to 3, sometimes 4 pages of fan art. There are so many talented armies out there.
There really is.
And mm-hmm. the Lord did not bless me with that type of talent, you know.
Oh, no.
I can sing. I wrote a heck of a book, and I can write some beautiful articles, but I cannot draw. So thank you so much to all of the artists out there. So we usually send that out via Twitter and maybe some of our other socials and ask for fan art to be submitted. So that's always a feature there. Am I missing anything, Shay? We have several different things, but.
No, I think you covered it all. Like she said, we really try to spotlight the fan art. I'm always amazed
yes.
when that comes in. Oh my goodness. So yeah, I think you covered everything really well.
Awesome. That's a lot. That's your magazine sounds really fun. I'm going to have to check that out. But also,
please do. Yeah.
Yeah. For those who are listening and found that really interesting too, it's a click away and it's free, like they mentioned, and they're going to try to continue yeah. to mm-hmm. make this free, but go ahead and please support them. You know what I mean? Like by yep. sharing, letting other people know. So.
And our design team is phenomenal. I cannot say enough about just the design. Each issue is different, but they have several team members, you know, within the design team, but they manage to make it like one cohesive theme mm-hmm. for every issue. So with Festa this month, they kind of did like a carnival theme.
That's right.
So yeah, so that's always fun to see. And, you know, being management, we get a little sneak peek a few days early. So I love that part of it. yeah, that's really fun. But just they make the most beautiful magazines, and people have said, you know, for the past couple of years, please print this. Well, we can't. It kind of goes against the belief in the mission statement, but yeah, just the colors and our design team is just phenomenal.
That is awesome.
It's definitely a compliment to their work.
Yes.
So that people are like, can I please have this in physical form? That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, our next question is, how many members are currently in Army Magazine and what is the workflow like?
Currently, we have over 100 members.
Ooh.
Yes, there's a lot of mm-hmm. us. We're all over the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. We are broken up into our various departments with HR and our social media assistants and our writers, designers, researchers,
editors,
mm-hmm. translators, HR department that handle the incoming applications for people who want to be a part of our organization.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
So it took a while to get the flow down. But I think, and Marcy, you can agree or disagree, whichever. I think we've pretty much got the flow down pretty well now. Mm-hmm. And happy to say we run very, very well.
That's really good to hear.
We do. Yeah. And just last year, you know, because we are all volunteer, as I mentioned earlier, and mm-hmm. most of us we've got some girls in high school still, several in college. Shay and I are professional women with families. And the two of us are not alone in that as far as the staff goes. So we were doing publications monthly, and that just got to be a little too fast. Plus, we definitely mm-hmm. wanted to enhance our translation department. And so we would drop down to quarterly. So now we publish quarterly. So we just published just a few days ago. So please go check it out, everyone.
Yes.
armymagazine.co, no M. And so now we publish quarterly. It has given some of us a little bit of freedom back with our lives, you know, but also it has allowed the translation department to really shine. And we have published blogs in several languages. We have just finished our first full issue in Spanish. So that was a huge moment. Nice. Oh my gosh. I get goosebumps. Like, it was just the coolest thing. I'm so proud of that manager, Anika, shout out to you and her entire team. They have just shown, it's just been awesome.
Oh, absolutely. It has.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that, though. Thank you. Amazing. So not only in Spanish, but what other languages have you guys translated into?
We translate our blogs into French, German, Indonesian, Spanish, and Italian.
Awesome.
We are working on translating all of our issues into those languages as well. Mm-hmm. Some of those translations teams are smaller than, say, the Spanish and the Indonesian team. So it takes them a little bit longer to translate everything. Then they have to proofread and edit. Then they have to go back and make corrections. And then we have to hand it over to the designer so they can put it into the design.
True.
So it does take a little longer.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But we are getting our blogs turned out in those languages as quickly as possible. We want as many people to be able to read our content as absolutely possible.
Awesome. I hope, hopefully in the future, yes, it'll be a lot more smoother and the teams will get bigger. And hopefully, I know, well, because I'm Filipino, so I'm like, hopefully there's a Filipino version eventually in the future as well for Philippines.
That would be awesome.
I hope so as well. We actually have a lot of Filipino readers. And we actually have several members of our staff that are from the Philippines as well.
Awesome. That is so cool. I mean, do you or some of the members strive to work in journalism or are in journalism right now?
I think we have a few of the girls who might be doing that in their college classes. I think. I can't. Mm-hmm. I'm not for sure. I personally am a teacher. Of students with special needs, high school students with special needs. So that's my day job. But I also am a published author, and I just love to write. I absolutely love to write. And so when I found the magazine in December of 2018 and saw that they were hiring writers, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh, this would be so much fun. I could marry together my love of writing and my love of BTS and learn more about them at the same time.
Yes.
What a better way to be, you know, a 6-month-old army and just like dive head first. And we were, I think my first article was for J-Hope's birthday issue, which was super awesome to just get right in there and learn more about J-Hope. And then it just, you know, snowballed from there into this wonderful partnership. And it has just been awesome. And we are a family, you know, we truly are a family and we support each other. And I can't even count the millions of purple hearts we use every day on our server in Discord. Like, they're just, they fly all over the place, you know, since that's Army's thing. So I think we do have a few girls kind of in the journalism field or maybe headed that way. But we have, you know, we do have some who, because we are departmentalized, we have some who do HR for their job and with us. And we have some who do graphic design for their job and with us. Each person kind of has their own specialty.
It's like they already are doing what they're doing in their day jobs, but they are able to do it like you, you know, put it, their love into it for BTS as well.
Right.
Now, I did want to circle back a little bit on the workflow, like with how the situation is right now with COVID going on and how everybody's, you know, pretty much working from home or like the majority. Does that add more to your workload, or is it the same, or do you feel like more pressure to deliver on these, on the magazine?
I don't feel personally, I haven't heard that it feels like more pressure to anybody else. I know we actually have some people who have been able to dedicate more time.
Yeah.
Some people who haven't been able to dedicate as much time, and it really balances out. We cover for each other. Mm-hmm. And where one person may be, and I don't want to use the word lagging because nobody lags, but where one person may not be able to take as much of the load, somebody else is right there behind him to go, here, you know, let me help you. Let me take part of that.
Oh, that's so
and
cool.
So it's really made it run so well.
Awesome. And now, do you guys have any plans or goals for the future currently?
I mean, our ultimate goal would be, you know, to be recognized by the powers that be. If we ever had confirmation that any of the Magnificent Seven or any of their staff had even seen the magazine, I think we would all just be like, okay, we've reached. I mean, that's our euphoria, right? Like, that would be, that'd be so amazing.
I agree completely. Yeah,
that would be a huge goal. But in the meantime, we just want to continue to expand our languages, like we talked about, continue to grow the staff, you know, because those definitely go hand in hand, and just continue to be a trusted source for Army. You know, that's all that Leslie wanted. And so we continue. She is taking some time off to attend to her education. So we're very proud of her for that. That's where that family aspect comes in. Definitely, girl, go get your education. So, yeah, she took some time off to go do that. So we are just continuing on with her vision and continuing, you know, to carry that torch for her.
Since you guys have started, it's been about 2 years now since Army Magazine has been out. But how has Army Magazine grown in the last 2 years?
I think we have grown leaps and bounds, not just in the sense of more readers and more subscribers to our social media channels. And I think we've grown so much as people. It is surprising that, like Marcy mentioned before, we have high school students that are on our staff currently. We have people that were high school students a couple of years ago that have started college.
Wow.
And that's helping people grow their skills, even if it's interpersonal skills, and they're never going to use writing or editing or HR anywhere else. They're growing interpersonal skills and learning how to work as a team and learning how to meet deadlines and learning how to shine, really.
Yeah. You know, this probably helps them a lot, especially if they're also going into journalism or even just in life. I feel like we learned so much from, like, working with one another and just especially finding something that we all love and working towards it. It just makes us a better person, I feel like. So their experience, I'm sure they're having an amazing growing experience with you guys.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope so.
And to have that passion too, the passion that we all carry for BTS, and then the passion that we carry for our mission, you know, and the tagline for Army by Army. I feel like that helps people too. It not only makes all of us closer on staff because we do kind of have that common goal, but I just feel like to find a passion and something that you believe in and then be able to hone that and use a skill that you have been blessed with to then bless other people. I mean, isn't that what RM tells us all the time, right?
Yes.
Like that's why we're here. So, yeah.
Now, talking about how the team, you know, comes together and as a family, like, how can Army help contribute to Army Magazine or want to get involved?
Well, we just recently did a donate button, which we weren't sure about, again, because we don't, you know, do the exchange of money or anything like that. We are very passionate about Army Magazine continuing to be a free publication. But there are costs associated, like just to have the website, for example, we do have domain cost. That way, if anybody wants to do that, they can find that on the website. And then just share, you know, we're in the age of social media. So comment and share and retweet. And we have, I think we're on several social media platforms, right? Shay, we're Facebook, Twitter.
We are on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and we are active on those all the time.
Awesome.
Always liking and sharing our good things. And also, we are always we're growing at such a rapid pace that if anybody is interested in becoming part of our team, they can go to our website, which Marcy mentioned before. It's armymagazine.co, and click the vacancies tab at the top, and it will bring up every position that's open at Army Mag. Wow. And if you believe you have a skill set that would fit one of those vacancies, I encourage you to apply.
Yes.
We have so much fun. We can go from goofing off and fangirling 1 second to, okay, this has got to be done in an hour. Can somebody look at this for me?
Yep.
And we can, and we flow between that. And Marcy said it 100 times, we're a family. And I think of everybody there as, I'll use my mom reference here, as one of my kids or one of my sisters. And having more people that share the same passion we do, you're always welcome.
Yep.
We will always take you in. We always look for new family members and new team members, and, you know, pop on and apply.
Now, is there an age limit for that, or can anybody apply?
Anybody can apply.
Okay.
You do have to, if you're applying to be a writer, we will ask you to submit something.
Mm-hmm.
If you apply to be a designer, we will ask you to submit something you've created. But no, there is no age limit.
Got it.
For those who are listening and just want to, I know especially at times like this, you're just trying to find a way to just have some fun, but also learn and grow and just work with amazing people, because Shay and Marcy seem amazing. I'm sure the rest of the team is also fun. So yes, go try to apply if, you know, you have the ability, you fit that description. So
yes.
And you guys mentioned, what do people look up if they're trying to look for your social media again? Because you guys have, you said Facebook, Twitter, is it all under the same name, basically?
It is. Across all social media, we're at Army Mag Official.
Got it.
Army Mag Official.
Got is there Instagram as well, you say, or?
Yes, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Definitely, guys, because we know we have a lot of listeners that send us messages saying that, like, they really don't know anybody else that's Army, and they can't really talk to other people.
Right.
And so I feel like this is another way to have that connection with other people.
Yes.
You know?
Yep. I agree completely. We kind of all, even within Army, I feel like we kind of have our little niches, you know, so like Shay and I are Army Nunas because we're of that age. And so it's always fun to find other people who you have even more in common. But yeah, even if it's just the Army thing, which we know is huge, okay, I'm not discounting that at all. Right. Even if it's just the Army thing, yeah, come on. We love to interact with our readers. We love to grow the family, like Shay said. So especially if you speak another language too, yes, because we're really, really pushing the translations right now. We could use more people.
Definitely. Now, do you guys have any last words or a message for Army that are listening right now?
Just thank you, I think, is a big thing for me. I truly, and I know Shay feels the same way, we both truly love this project. We put a lot into it, even though we do quarterly, you know, the working never stops, the jobs don't ever stop. Mm-hmm. And so we put a lot of ourselves, a lot of time, blood, sweat, tears, right? We put a lot of that into the
definitely
magazine.
Yes.
But we love it. And so just thank you for reading. Thank you for interacting. Don't ever be shy to hop on social and just be like, hey, I'm Army, whatever. We absolutely love that part. And so we can't do what we do without the rest of the fandom. So I just want to say thanks.
Absolutely. I agree with Marcy. Thanks to everybody who is listening to us now. Thanks to everybody who has read our publications and will read them in the future. Without you, what we do is kind of null and void.
Mm-hmm.
So we appreciate you very, very much.
That's how we feel as well. It's just Army out there.
Yeah.
We're a family and we love supporting each other and our dreams and passions. So it's amazing to know that even though we're all over the world and you guys also have people who work from different sides of the country, the fact that we can stay communicated. Even language is not a barrier. So,
right. Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Yeah, and the message is the same across. You know.
Yes.
I just love it.
Yeah, me too. It's one of the best parts about being Army, I think. Absolutely. It's just that we all have that passion, not just for the boys, but for the message. Mm-hmm. And especially for, you know, loving yourself and just how much that they have allowed all of us to accept ourselves, accept each other, accept our differences, find beauty in those differences. So I love their message just as much as I love the seven of them. You know, that's just a huge part of Army and BTS together.
Well, we really appreciate Marcy and Shay being here. You two are amazing and wonderful. I'm glad that you guys got to come to our podcast to talk a little bit more about your guys' Army magazine. Mm-hmm. And I hope this, you know, brings awareness to other people who weren't sure or who didn't know about this magazine. I hope now they know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So check that out.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for having us. We are honored. When Emily reached out, we were like, absolutely. Are you kidding? Absolutely.
We're doing this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you,
guys.
But yes, please take care of your guys' self. And I cannot wait to see the next issue. And you said you just released the recent issue. So then when is the next one releasing?
It will be out at the end of September.
Yeah. And in the meantime, go check out all the previous ones. And we do blogs 2 to 3 times a week. So definitely go check out the blogs as well.
Sounds good. Thank you again, you guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yes.
So, what did you think about this episode, Jose?
I loved it. I always love talking about, like, theories, especially because I think that's one of the main connections that we have. Mm-hmm. Roseanne, like, that's really essentially how we started talking, even, like, through Twitter and stuff, even before this podcast came about. True. Like sharing theories and stuff. So whenever we get a chance to do that, I get really excited. So having to talk about Stay Gold and Eternally and just trying to connect stuff and see if we make sense or can help me out or if I can help you out with anything is exciting. And
it's true though that it is better to like discuss it with someone because it really does help open your mind up. So I love having someone to like talk about theories with. So I'm glad to have you, Jose.
Oh, same here. Well, I mean, glad to have you, not glad to have me. But yeah.
Same here. I'm glad to have myself.
You know what I mean. Okay. I'm also happy that we got to interview Shay and Marcy for Army Magazine because that's really, really cool. Like, Army has its own magazine.
Right.
And it's digital. It's free. I'm so happy we're able to, like, expose our listeners to that as well because maybe some listeners might be like, hey, I didn't even know Army had a magazine. So if you guys want to check that out, make sure you do.
And if you guys do want to stay updated with us, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD. Again, that's Interlude Army PD. And if you do want
to... And we have an Instagram, Roseanne.
Oh, that's right. We do. Oh, girl, thank you for reminding me. I know I'm like not used to introducing our Instagram because it is new.
I know.
Yes, our Instagram is also Interlude Army PD. You can find us there. It's new. So, you know, help support, spread the word.
And if you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. That is interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. So that was our episode for this week. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week, everybody.
Yes.
Thank you, Rosa.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you, Army. See you next week.
Bye, everyone. Stay safe.
Yes, stay safe. Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin.